Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Amud Aleph of Maseches Tainis as we draw ever closer to the end of the Masechta. So we are going to pick up from where it says Erev Tishvav Lo Yochal Adam Shnei Tafshilin, that by the two dots, that an Erev Tishvav, a person is not supposed to have a lavish meal of two cooked foods, about 8 lines into the page. So two different types of cooked foods. And we also said you're not allowed to eat meat, not allowed to drink wine in Erev Tishvav. We have a minhag, we don't do it for the whole 9 days to eat meat and drink wine, but the Mishnah says only Erev Tishbav. Amrav Yudo lo shanu el misheisha osu lemailav, misheisha osu lemata, mutter. Not only is this Isser only on Erev Tishbav, but the Isser is only the second half of the day on Erev Tishbav. But to the Isser to have two cooked foods and meat and wine. But the first half of the day on Erev Tishbav, it's mutter. Vamrav Yudo lo shanu el besuda hamafsika. And the Isser is only if it's the last Suda you're having before the fast. But if it's not the Suda Mafsekas, if you're having another Suda before the fast, then you're, even if it's after halfway through the day, it's after Chatzos Hayom and Erev Tishbav, you're allowed to have a lavish meal. It's Ravaya Lukula, and both of these halachas are meant to be lenient. Utsricha, meaning we mean to say that a leniency on each side as follows, that we need both of these halachas. Diash, meaning the Suda Mafsekba, if you would have just told me that the last, this only that these restrictions only apply to the last meal before the fast. I might think that these restrictions apply for your last meal before the fast, even if it's very early on in the day. So that's why it has to tell me that no, it's only the second half of the day that these restrictions are going to apply. And if you were to tell me that it's in the second half of the day, I would think that even if it's not your last meal, that's why it has to tell me. Tell me that it's only in the last meal. So Tanya Kalishna Kama, we have a brisa that supports the first lashon that the Isser is only from Chatzos and on, and before that there's no Isser. And Tanya Kalishna Basra, we have another brisa that supports the second idea that the Isser is only in the last meal before Tisha B'Av, but before that there's no Isser. Tanya Kalishna Basra, the brisa that supports the last, the idea that it's only in the last meal. Hasoi derev Tisha B'Av im asid lisod su'da acheres mutal. If a person is eating on Erev Tishbav, but they plan on having another meal later, well then they're allowed to eat meat and drink wine. V'im lav, also lechel basav lishtos yayin. But if they're not planning on having another meal later, then they're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine. Tanya Kalishna Kaman, the brisa that supports the first distinction that we made between the first half of the day and the second half of the day, says as follows. Erev Tishbav lo yochel adam shnei tafshilin. Erev Tishbav, a person should not eat two cooked foods. Lo yochel basav lishtos yayin. Shouldn't eat meat, shouldn't drink wine. Rav Shimon Gamliel Lomer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Yeshana, he should just change from what he normally does. Do something a little less than he normally does. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ketzad Mishana, what does it mean to change? Im hayaragi lechol shnei tafshilin, yochal menechad. If you normally eat two cooked foods, only have one at this meal. Im hayaragi lisod ba'asara b'nei adam, if normally you have a party of 10 for your meals, soid b'chamisha, just get together with the smaller chevra of 5 people. Hayaragi lishtos asara kosos, if normally you drink 10 cups of wine, so first of all, you should seek some help for that, but if normally you only drink 10 cups of wine, shosa chamisha kosos, drink 5 cups of wine. Ba'medvar mamurim, when is this all talking about? That you have to minimize what you eat, mishe shosu lemaila, av mishe shosu lemata mutter. This is only an issue in the second half of the day, but in the first half of the day, it's mutter. So the Gemara brings other brisos with regard to this issue, but let's just make a main point right now, and that is that the restrictions on eating meat and wine and two cooked foods only apply in the second half of the day on Erev Tisha B'Av, and if it's your last meal before Tisha B'Av. Good. Tanya Yidach, we have another brisa. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yachal adam shnei tafshilin lo yachal basav lo yishtei yayin. Erev Tisha B'Av, a person shouldn't eat two cooked foods, shouldn't eat meat, shouldn't drink wine. Divrei Rabbi Meir, the Torah Meir says, v'cham mamrim, but the Chum say a person is allowed to eat two cooked foods, just yeshana. You just have to make sure that you do something different than you normally do. Umimayit b'basav yayin, and have less meat and wine. Ketzad mimayit, what does it mean to have less meat and wine? Imhayiragi lechal litra basar, if normally you eat a litra of meat, which is a large amount of meat, yochal chatzi litra, so So in this suda, on Erev Tisha B'Av, before the fast, eat only a smaller amount of meat, half that amount. If normally you drink a whole log of wine, yishta chatzi log yayin, so drink only a half a log of wine. V'yameinu ragil, but if you're not used to eating meat and drinking wine, kol liquor at all, then usr, then you're not allowed to eat meat or drink wine, even a little bit. If normally a person has a radish or a salted fish, after his meal, then you could do that at this meal as well, because it's not so tasty like meat and wine, so that's no problem. So this price, it tells us that according to some shittos in Tanaim, you are allowed to eat meat and drink wine in Erev Tisha B'Av, just a little less than you normally eat and drink. Tani idach, we have another brisa. Kol shehu mishum Tisha B'Av, anything that you're eating for Tisha B'Av, meaning the sudam of sekas that you eat because of the fast day that's coming up soon, asu lechol basav asu lishol siayin, meaning when you're having that meal to prepare you for the fast, you're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine. Basu lirchutz, and from that time of the meal and on, you're not allowed to bathe. Kol she'eno mishum Tisha B'Av, but if you're having the meal not to prepare you for Tisha B'Av, but it's a suda sar of Tisha B'Av that you're having before the sudam of sekas, time you're having lunch, then you can have meat and drink wine, and after that suda you're still allowed to bathe. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishumaviv, Kol Shash, as long as you're still allowed to eat, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi says, you're also allowed to bathe. So let's make this a main point. Machlokes Tanayim, when the Isser of bathing begins. Does it begin as soon as you had your Suda Mafsekes? Or only when Tisha B'Av actually starts? Good, that's the Machlokes. Tan Rabban, we have another Braisa. Kol Mitzvos Hanogos Ba'Avel. All of the Isurim and the Minhagim that apply to a mourner, to an Avel who's mourning the death of a relative, Nogos B'Tisha B'Av, apply to Tisha B'Av as well. Asur Ba'Achilo, V'Shtiyo, V'Sicho, V'Nil Sandal, V'Tashmash Hamita. He's not allowed to eat and drink certain things. He's not allowed to anoint his skin and wear leather shoes and do have marital relations. Vasul Likros B'Tar B'Nevi Muksuvim. He's not allowed to learn Torah. V'Lishnos B'Mishnah B'Tal Medrash B'Alach. Svagod is not allowed to learn Torah Shabbal Peh. Avul Kori B'Makam Shein Ragi Likros V'Shod B'Makam Shein Ragi Lishnos. But he's allowed to read things that he's not used to reading, because things that we assume are sad, that will be difficult for him. The Kori B'Kinos, he's allowed to read Megillas Eicha. We call it Kinos. It's not what we call Kinos. The Gemara calls Megillas Eicha Kinos. B'Iov, and he's allowed to read Sefer Iov, because again, very depressing stuff. U'B'Dvar Ma'arayim Shab Yirmiyahu, and he's allowed to read the very negative prophecies in Yirmiyahu. V'Tinokosh and children are not allowed to learn even bad things, even sad things on Tisha B'Av, Mishum Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Pikude Hashem Yisharim Mesamche Lev, that the ways of Hashem are Yashar, and they cause gladness of the heart, that a person rejoices, a person has Simcha from his learning. What a beautiful halacha, that we're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because Torah brings us too much joy. Halavai, we should be at a level where we understand this halacha and appreciate this halacha, that it's so depressing. They say about, I've heard the story about many Rashi Yeshiva, but I've heard firsthand about Rav Aaron Lichtenstein once, that after Tisha B'Av, his family was looking for him to try, because they were having sitting down to the meal, and they noticed that he wasn't there. And then they went into his study, and they found him sitting there with a Bab Metziah, sitting there learning Bab Metziah. And they said, maybe come and eat with us. You haven't eaten all day. And he said, there were two things I wasn't allowed to do today. I wasn't allowed to eat, and I wasn't allowed to learn. I missed this one a little bit more than the other one. Meaning to go a day without learning is profoundly depressing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Eino Kari B'Makam Sheino Ragi Likros, Veino Shone B'Makam Sheino Ragi Lishnos. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not even allowed to learn something that you're not used to. That's a new topic for you. Aval Kari B'Iyo V'Kinos B'Dvar Marem Shubiyomiyo. But you're allowed to learn sad things. But children are not allowed to learn anything, because again, we assume it brings joy. So main point over here, one is not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av because it brings too much joy. Bad, sad things you're allowed to learn. Machlokas, whether you can learn things that you're not used to. The Mishnah had said, "Lo yachol basar meliach to yayin," that you're not allowed to eat meat or drink wine in Erev Tishbav. Tana, aval ochlu basar meliach. So he said, if it's overly salted meat, that you're allowed to eat because it doesn't taste so good. That's not called meat anymore. V'shosi yayin migito, and you're allowed to have like grape juice. That doesn't. It's not good wine. So the Gemara says, basar meliach. When we say that you're allowed to have basar meliach, it's ad kama. How long does it have to sit in salt in order for it to have this status of basar meliach? So Amar Chinam Barkanim Shmei Shmuel calls man shuhu kishlamim. Meaning 2 days and one night, just like a carbon shlamim gets eaten for 2 days and one night. If the meat sat in salt for 2 days and one night, then it sat in salt long enough to be considered basar meliach. The yayin migito ad kama, how long is it called yayin migito that you're still allowed to drink it? Calls manchu toses, as long as it's still as long as it's toses, whatever that means. So Gemara says tana yayin toses ein bo mishum gilui. The yayin toses has no problem of gilui. Normally, gilui is the idea that if you leave a drink exposed, uncovered, overnight, without a covering on it, it's going to become usher because we're worried that maybe a snake got into it and put its venom into the drink. But this kind of wine, no self-respecting snake would ever drink from such lousy wine, so you don't have to worry about it. The kamat sisaso, how long after we squeeze out the grapes is it still called toses? Is it still called grape juice before it ferments and it actually becomes wine? Shloshi yamim. So we assume it takes 3 days. So by the Sudam of Sekas as well, we assume the same is true. That just like there's no problem of gilui by wine in the first 3 days after it was squeezed from the grapes, so too there's no problem by having it at the Suda Hamaf Sekas. Amar Avidom Rav Kachayim and Hagosh Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yilai Erev Tishbav Mavien Lo Pas Chareva B'Melach. That Rabbi the Rabbi Lai had the following minhag, that an Erev Tishbav at his Suda Masekas, they would bring him coarse bread with salt, the Yoshev Ben Tanu L'Kirayim, and he would sit in like the in between in like the dirtiest, dingiest part of his house between the oven and the stove, va'ochel, and he would eat the pas with salt, the bread with salt, v'shosa la'kiton shlamayim, and he would drink some water, v'dome kimisha meso mutalafanav, and you looked at his face and it looked like he had just lost a close relative, meaning that's how he behaved at his Suda Mafsekas. So main point, Suda Mafsekas, although some permit having salted meat and grape juice at the Suda Mafsekas, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai ate only coarse bread with salt and sat in a disrespectful place, sat in a lousy place, and looked like a real mourner during his Suda Hamafsekas. Okay, so that is it for Lamed Amin Alv. God willing, next time we will do Daf Lamed Amin Beis, we will pick up with the words Tanan Hassan.